KXCI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
I'm Jody Hardy, and I am here with Emily Walsh and Mary Ellen Flynn, and we are the co-founders of the Tucson Tome Gnome, and that started way back in September 21 now. And I guess we should start with our identity. And I feel like it's safe to say for all three of us that our identity is very much wrapped up in books. Hence why we like to give out books every month. So we met in a very serendipitous way in the sense that none of us are actual native Tucsons. We have been here for a little over 10 years, I think, all of us. And Emily first met me when she came to some book clubs at the independent bookstore that I manage. And she started to attend those, and we became friends. And then she was at lunch with her fellow co-worker, Mary Ellen Flynn, at the University of Arizona Foundations. And they realized they're reading the exact same book. And even better, it's a book that we're doing in a book club. So Emily brought Mary Ellen to a book club, and we all became very good friends after that. And then came 2020, which was a rough year, as we all recall. And so we met up for a dinner just to kind of catch up. And Emily started to tell us about this idea she had been musing on for some time. And that was that she wanted to do something with books, and she wanted to do something that captures the quirkiness of Tucson, which we all love. Mm-hmm. And so she said, is it weird if we just go out and give 30 books to people and see what happens? In which case, Mary Ellen and I said, no, that's not weird at all. Let's do this. So needless to say, the Tucson Tome Gnome was born over burgers. And soon we started planning what actually giving out 30 books every month would look like and hiding them around town. And how are we going to do that? And how are we going to get people to go find these? And hopefully the end goal was that they would find it. They'd get a very joyous moment of this random encounter of just a kind thing. And they'd go read the book. Then they would go and rehide the book somewhere and somebody else could stumble upon it. And this just circle of kindness and joy would continue hopefully for a long time.
This is a very amazing and inspirational story. I never heard that three identities are connecting through books. So it's so exciting to hear that story. So just to go more deeply, how do your identities are connected with this initiative that you put together as a co-founders?
Yeah, so I'll answer that question. I'm Emily Walsh. So it probably goes without saying that this funny little book hiding idea that Jody brought up would not have turned into anything without the enthusiasm and partnership from Jody and Mary Ellen. So as co-founders, our identities are connected with the Tucson Tome Gnome, as we very much complement each other and we work well together as a team. So as Jody mentioned, she manages an independent bookstore here in town. And so she's got great relationships with publishers. She always knows what books are coming out and which books are spreading messages of inclusivity, kindness, community, and diverse perspectives. And those are the messages we want to be sharing. Jody also knows what people want to read and which authors are most aligned with our vision, mission, and ideals as a group. Mary Ellen keeps us organized. She spent many years working as a professional project manager. And so she helps the team stay on track. She helps us stay organized. She helps us meet all our deadlines. And that great attention to detail means that she's also taking the lead in actually helping us work through the process of registering the Tucson Tome Gnome as a nonprofit. So that's a step we're taking right now. And then I've been a professional nonprofit operations leader and manager for over 15 years. So I'm kind of the resident strategist, and I manage most of our social media and website content. But working on the Tome Gnome has provided us with a great platform as a group to express our values and our love for Tucson. So as three avid readers and book lovers, we founded the Tome Gnome, and our goal was really just to bring surprise delight to people who find a free book while going about their daily lives. And if people read a book and enjoy it, we hope they'll pay it forward by rehiding it for someone new to find. our identity comes together around our mission, which is to bolster a culture and community united in the joy of reading. We want to inspire literacy, happiness, and kindness throughout Tucson. Books especially, and beautiful stories in the written word, is one of the ways that the three of us really survived these past few challenging years. And we want others to have that experience as well.
Now I'm very curious about how the three of you decide the name of this effort.
Well, I can answer that question. This is Emily. As Jody mentioned, I had been kind of brainstorming, trying to do something positive. You know, I felt very isolated during the pandemic. And so I started to think through, what can I do that's just good? I need more joy in my life. So I'd been thinking for a few months about doing something funny with books. And I was talking to my husband about, like, I want to do something with books. I want to hide books. I don't really know what this is like. Is it like a book genie, or like, what should we be? And it was actually my husband who suggested the Tucson Tome Gnome name. So that was where that came from. And it just stuck. As soon as he said it, I was like, oh my gosh, that's perfect.
So Mary Ellen, we have the question regarding how this initiative is getting back to friends and neighborhoods.
We have proof from hearing through the community from our social media that they really do appreciate what we've been doing. So far we've given away almost 300 books since we started at the end of 2021. Unanimously, we hear from people that they really, the random act of kindness, just stumbling upon a gift out in the wild, especially one that was put there for the express purpose of just bringing joy to someone. People always comment on that. The fact that it's a book that they found is all the better. We were expecting there to be a big book community in Tucson, but we're kind of overwhelmed. It's really, there's a huge bookish community in Tucson, and they've all really embraced all that we're trying to achieve. One of our primary objectives is to feature diverse authors and books with inclusive, positive messages. As a matter of fact, everyone's been so supportive that in the beginning of this year, we did a GoFundMe in order to raise funds in order to hide books for the rest of the year, and it just took 2 months to reach that goal. And also, when we do hide the books, we like to place them at local businesses and highlight places that show Tucson's uniqueness and beauty. We've also started collaborating with local businesses and organizations, and we want to expand those community connections. For example, in April, it was National Poetry Month, and we paired up with the Poetry Center and hid 30 bundles of 3 books of poetry along their haiku hike that they have that runs downtown along Congress and Stone Avenue. We also had a Books and Brews night at Borderlands Brewery, and that night was such a fun success. There were a lot of people turned out. Our goal is to be able to provide books to those who may not otherwise have access to them. And we're focusing on books for teen and adults because there are already many great organizations providing children's literature in Tucson. So we really wanted to target the adult population.
Thanks again for sharing your identities and your amazing story. It was a pleasure to share this time with the three of you.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. To find out more, visit TucsonTomNome.com.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia. Production and editing by Gwendoline Hernandez. DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.